This is GQDN for October the 11th, 2022. And in today's news, we have some games that are coming out this week. They have come out this week, but you might already know that. You might know some of them, but not all. MetaQuest Pro is announced. A little bit of a Final Fantasy Fan Festival announcement. Bethesda made an announcement too. But we start today with Activision saying that Modern Warfare 2 expansion could be in place of Call of Duty in 2023. Now this comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and they're more talking about Modern Warfare 2. So because there's no Call of Duty next year, at least that's my appearances, Modern Warfare may be the game to go after. Just keep in mind, people, that if you're going to play this type of game, you got to have an SMS. You got to have a phone with text message available. Doesn't have to be a smartphone. Just got to have a phone. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens here. But could this really take the place of Call of Duty? You are the fans. You will decide. So let me know at Joe Brums what you think about it, if you play it. Now we go to Destructoid for the next three articles. Yes, the way I set up my feed catcher, I go right in freaking line with all the different sites. But anyway, enough of that. Destructoid told us that since Square Enix Montreal has been rebranded, it is now named as Anoma. So Anoma is Greek, and it's Greek for the word name. Okay, so maybe it's a placement. No, they've already got graphics for it, so it's already being called Anoma. So we'll see what happens with the studio. They do have their site up, and it does look pretty interesting. A little plain, but I'm certain that the people at Anoma will get things updated as they see fit. It doesn't look like that there are any announcements as far as what games go, but we'll see what happens. But then again, I could be wrong, because it does look like they're going to be coming out with Space Invaders, Tomb Raider Reloaded, and Avatar Generation. So we shall see what happens with that studio. Looks pretty interesting. What else looks interesting from Destructoid is Bethesda is announcing a Fallout retrospective series with past and present developers. So now this whole announcement was done on YouTube, and apparently there's a lot of familiar faces. I didn't see the video myself, but there's a lot of familiar faces, including Tim Kaine, executive producer Brian Fargo, and original art designer Leonard Boyerski. And that's for the first episode. But they went on with other episodes, and apparently a nice little video. Words are hard. And yeah, I'd say it looks pretty good. Now we go to our last Destructoid article, and it says that Final Fantasy Festival will be done in person. So they're going to have the convention series in-person events starting with Las Vegas, Nevada in July of 2023. And they'll have another Fan Fest in early 2024 in Japan. So this is going to be very, very interesting, because Square Enix knows that they have fans over here. They are based in Japan, but they know that they still have a huge following over here. So this should be a very, very good, a very intrepid festival here. The fan festival dates are Las Vegas, Nevada, July 28th and 29th. In 2023. In London, UK, October 21st and 22nd, 2023 at Excel London. By the way, the one in Nevada is the Las Vegas Convention Center. And Japan's early 2024, but they have not set a venue or an exact date. So once again, there's going to be, you got to pay attention to these things. You know we will, because there's going to be a lot of information. A lot of really just good stuff, should be good stuff, coming from the Final Fantasy Fan Festivals, and all different stuff too. They're not going to announce the same thing over and over and over again. Now, what else is different? This comes to us from GameSpot.com, and Meta Quest Pro was announced. That's a bit pricey, but Meta Quest has been the top selling, or among the top selling, VR consoles out there. So them coming out with a Pro series, well, kind of makes sense. Now, pre-orders are now open, and by the way, it will cost you $1,500 to get one. Let me repeat, $1,500. That is big. Now, this is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the MetaQuest Pro's optic stack is slimmer by 40% and provides more vibrant colors. So you'll have about 256 gigabytes of storage, 12 gigs of RAM, and a Snapdragon XR2 processor. Basically upgraded everything. So, hey, this could be very, very cool. Now we get to the last part, and it's going to be three straight articles right from DualShockers.com, and they said, we got games, y'all. So we're going to start with Nintendo Switch. So, Monday, you already got Frog World, I'm sorry, Icarus, and 9 Years of Shadows. Tuesday, In Sound Mind, Space Roguelike Adventure, Kamiwaza, Way of the Thief, Pink Explorer. Wednesday's today. I'm sorry. Wednesday's tomorrow. I'm an idiot, aren't I? Yeah, I'm a dum-dum. Tomorrow, Lego Brick Tales, The Battle of Polytopia, Bloodwash, Polaris, War Pips, Unusual Findings. Thursday, Bot, Finnick, Chess 2, The Darkest Tales, Kale the Kangaroo, Oh Well, Winter Games 2023, Loot Box Simulator, RPG Anime Girls, Temp Zero, Witchcrafty, Atari Mania, The Witch's House MB, Fallen Knight, Trifox, Boss Simulator City Ride, Spooky Jumps Scare Mansion HD Renovation. That comes out Thursday. Friday is Saint Kotar, Super Funky Bowling, Beanie, Star Trek Prodigy Supernova, Nickelodeon Kart Racers 3, Slime Speedway, NASCAR Rivals, God Damn the Guardian. Yeah, I said that. But that's for Switch. So what about Xbox? Well, today, Evil, Xbox Series X and S, and Xbox One. No More Heroes 3. And by the way, I'm gonna say the title of the game here because I don't want to repeat it. Sorry, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, unless there's a change between Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S. Okay? So if I say the game, no, it's for all three. Ester Ego's Curse of the Stars, Prison Architect Undead, only for Xbox One, Space Roguelike Adventure. Wednesday, Unusual Findings, Bloodwash, WW2 Bunker Simulator, Lego Brick Tales, Go All Out. Thursday, The Last Uriku, Cow the Kangaroo, Oh Well, Asterix and Obelix XXXL, The Ram from Hibernia, The Eternal Cylinder, The Darkest Tales, Xbox One, The Witch's House MB, Xbox One, Paradise Marsh, and Fueled Up, Xbox One. Friday, Saint Kotar, Winter Games 2023, Nickelodeon Kart Racers, Slime Speedway, Star Trek Prodigy, Supernova, Scorn, Xbox Series X and S, Trifox, Dragon Ball The Breakers, PGA Tour 2K23, and NHL 23. And of course, we end with PlayStation. Yes, that's a favorite of mine. And once again, same rules for just like Xbox. I'm not going to say PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5. So if you hear the game, know it's for both PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. No More Heroes 3. This comes out Tuesday, because Monday is nothing. Ester Ego's Curse of the Stars, Space Roguelike Adventure, Kamiwaza, Way of the Thief, PlayStation 4, Prison Architect Undead, PlayStation 4. Wednesday, Unusual Findings, War Pips, and Lego Brick Tales. Thursday, The Last Uriku, PlayStation 5. Cow the Kangaroo, Oh Well, again, PlayStation 5. Asterix and Obelix, XXXL, The Ram from Hibernia. The Eternal Cylinder, PlayStation 5. The Darkest Tales, The Witch's House MB, PlayStation 4. And Fueled Up, PlayStation 4. Friday, St. Cotard, Winter Games 2023, Nickelodeon Kart Racers Slime Speedway, Star Trek Prodigy Supernova, Dragon Ball The Breakers, NHL 23, PGA Tour 2K23. That's it. That's everything. I am done. This has been... No, I should say the sponsors first, shouldn't I? Because we're brought to you by Audible and by all of you, patreon.com/thegroupquest. This has been a Don Forge production. I'm not editing a damn thing because I am at Joe Brums, twitch.tv/JoeSpace. You can find the show on Twitter at GroupQuest. And you can find everybody at thedonforge.com and at DonForge on Twitter. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people. I'm about to.